الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فنواصل بإذن الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
We'll
continue إن شاء الله.
Going to الأعمال book القلبية
of ابن تيمية.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله.
التحفة العراقية.
وقفنا عند قول المؤلف رحمه الله: أما عمل الحي بغير حب ولا إرادة أصلا فهذا ممتنع، وإن تخيله بعض الغالقين من المسلمين وظن أن كمال العبد ألا يبقى له إرادة أصلا. هنا وقفنا هنا ولا في شيء قبله؟ كن أول السنة اللي صحة لا تقول أول.
When did we stop the last time?
قال كما قال عمر يوم العبد الصهيب. هذه كانت قبلها شوية. احنا شرحنا اللي اصدق الاسماء حارس مهما، ولا كان هذه سقطه من الاسماء؟ طيب، يعني كان في بعض النسخ فيها عده اسطر زياده قبل اللي هو كما قال عمر نعم العبد الصهيبه. في قبلها في بعض النسخه التي عندي بعض الاسطر، يعني خلاصتها يعني حتى لا أطيل عليكم. يعني كان يتكلم يقول إن بعض الناس يزعم، يعني بعض المتصوفة وكذا يزعمون إن الإنسان يعني يمكن أن يعمل الأعمال من غير حب ولا إرادة.
We start at the claim of some of the Sufis.
فقال ذلك الذين قالوا هذا الكلام يعني من التصوف او كذا، قالوه في وقت الفناء اللي هو عندهم، اللي هو ايه؟
These are done for the sake of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Can be done without love and without will.
الدرجة الثانية اللي هو ايه؟ لا يشاهد الإرادة، يعني يحمى بالإزاي.
And they say that this stage is reached when the believer reaches the second level of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is when he worships Allah automatically without feeling, without sensing, without a will.
إرادة الله سبحانه، يعني عن كونهم يريدون امرأة. يقول لك هم لا يرون الإرادة أصلا، فيزعمون أن الإرادة غير موجودة.
They claim that a worshipper reaches a level that he worships Allah without even feeling and knowing that he is worshipping Allah.
وإرادة.
That he becomes like in one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he worships Allah at all times without even knowing.
وذكر حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أصدق الأسماء حارس وهمام. والحارس هو العامل، والهمام اللي هو المريد الذي له إرادة.
Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا هنا حديث
said حارس وهمام. حارس معناه عامل، يعني كل من عمل شيئا فهو حارس، ليس الحرس يعني فقط بمعنى الصراع.
Said that the best names are حارس and همام. حارس means a worker.
يعني أكثرها مطابقة
the one who works.
لحال الإنسان.
Works very hard and works very long.
وهمام، همام يعني يهم بالشيء، يريد الشيء، يهم به.
همام، the second name means willing or wanting to do something.
عنده همة، يعني عنده عمل وعنده إرادة. ف يقول ولكن تارة يقوم بالقلب من محبة الله ما يدعوه إلى طاعته ومن إجلاله والحياء منه ما ينهاه عن معصيته. أحيانا القلب يقوم به من محبة الله سبحانه وتعالى ما يدعو إلى طاعة الله ومن إجلال الله سبحانه وتعالى والحياء منه عز وجل ما ينهى عن معصيته. كما قال عمر رضي الله
سبحانه وتعالى and these emotions.
كما قال عمر رضي الله عنه نعم العبد صهيب لو لم يخف الله لم يعصه. كما قال عمر رضي الله عنه نعم العبد صهيب لو لم يخف الله لم يعصه. أي هو لا يعصيه ولو لم يخف.
فكيف إذا عمر حسين
فإن إجلاله واكرامه لله يمنعه عن معصيته.
If he didn't fear Allah سبحانه وتعالى he would have disobeyed him.
الرومي رضي الله عنه فيقول نعم العبد صهيب لو لم يخف الله لم يعصيه. طبعا هو يخاف الله سبحانه وتعالى لكن يقول يعني لو فرض أنه مثلاً أن الله تعالى لم يخلطنا
بإطارة. In other words, عمر رضي الله عنه was complimenting صهيب الرومي.
لكان صهيب رضي الله عنه لما في قلبه
companion. So عمر was complimenting him saying even if صهيب did not fear Allah he would not have disobeyed him anyways.
من إجلال الله تعالى ومن الحياء من الله يمنعه عن معصية الله. حتى لو
as much as Suhaib had love in his heart for Allah and had fear in his heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he pushed all the worships to the ultimate, to the maximum, did everything in perfection in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قال فالراجي الخائف. الراجي الخائف
ابن تيمية
يعني بين الرجاء
continues
ويرجو ثواب الله ويخاف عقاب الله. إذا تعلق خوفه ورجاؤه بالتعذب باحتجاب الرب عنه والتنعم بتجليه له فمعلوم أن هذا من توابع محبته له.
In Allah, in his heart, and fear in his heart for from Allah. If his fear and his hope.
أن يحجبه الله تعالى عن النظر إلى وجهه الكريم وهو يرجو يعني يرجو أن يتنعم برؤية الله سبحانه وتعالى.
If his hope is to see the face of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and his fear is to escape the torment of disobeying Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
أعظم عذاب لأهل النار أنهم يحجبون عن رب العالمين.
Then those two emotions are the definite source of love for if the believer did not have the love in his heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and towards worship in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala those two emotions would not have emerged. For a believer hopes and wishes to see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is the ultimate degree of in reaching heaven. So his hope is to reach heaven and to enjoy the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فالمحبة هي التي أوجبت محبة التجلي والخوف من الاحتجاب. واضح؟ إن هنا يعني
and his fear of gaining the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and losing and reaching the torment and the hellfire. Those two emotions have emerged out of his love. For if he did not love, then he would not care to hope or fear. But his love to be at the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaches, pushes him to be fearful of disobeying Allah and hopeful of enjoying Allah's rewards and seeing Allah's sight.
ويخاف أن يحجب عن رؤية الله تعالى هذا يعتبر خوفا. فإذا المحبة لله سبحانه وتعالى يتبعها الخوف والرجاء.
And this answers the Sufi claims, for if they, as they claim, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person has to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without love, without fear, then what is the purpose and the point of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you don't seek His pleasure, the pleasure of your master, and you don't fear the wrath of your master? So it is impossible to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without loving what you worship. And loving what you worship will inevitably lead you to hope, be hopeful and fearful.
If you do love
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you worship Him with hope and fear, there is no way that you'll be hopeful of another creature, hoping that the other creature will provide you with health and provide you with wealth and provide you with children, for example. For you know that no one can do that except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do have the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you cannot be fearful of any of His creatures. For you only fear the Creator Himself. And there is no point in fearing any other creature, for no other creature can harm you. And the harm that a creature worries about is the harm that is eternal.
فحتى لو تعلق بهذا فهو كيف يعني ينجو من النار وكيف يدخل الجنة إلا بعبادة الله.
So there is no way to be safe from the hellfire, and there is no way to enjoy the fruits of the heavens if a person or if an individual does not worship his creator. And worship the creator comes through worship, and worship is the essence of love. For if you cannot worship if you don't love what you worship. As the Sufis claim, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not necessitate loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which in this sense, in this case, is extremely arrogant.
إذا نبدأ في النهاية ونقول إن الإيه إن الخوف والرجاء يعني لا ينفصلان عن المحبة.
And this is where Ibn Taymiyyah is trying to drive the point that fear and hope cannot be separated, and they are from they are a direct consequence of love.
النظر إلى وجه الله الكريم أو رجاءنا في الجنة في
whether worshiping, hoping to reach paradise, or hoping to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or hoping to enjoy the fruits of heaven, or fearing the wrath of Allah, and fearing the anger of Allah, or fearing the torment and the hellfire. Those two emotions are great motivators in keeping the slave on the narrow path and following the commandments and the orders of the one he loves.
يلهمون التسبيح يعني يكون عندهم تسبيح لا إرادي.
As in the hadith that the believers in the heavens are inspired to continuously do tasbih and mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that inspiration comes because of the instinctive love that they have reached throughout their state of worship in their life on earth and after that, for they're instantaneously inspired when they are in heaven to do tasbih and say subhanallah continuously. And as we all know, heaven is the house of enjoyment. It's not the house of work as earth is, as this life is. This life is the house of work to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or otherwise. And heaven is the house of enjoyment, reaping the fruits of the hard work on earth, or being punished for not working on earth. worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So heaven is a house of enjoyment, not a house of work, because tasbih is work. But that is an indication, as the Messenger of Allah said in the hadith, an indication that the believers in heaven are inspired out of their love that they were that they grew on in their life on earth, to automatically start mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say subhanallah like they used to on earth. And all of this is a result of the love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also in the hadith from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding Mu'adh, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to Yemen to teach new Muslims about Islam, and the people of Yemen came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complaining about Mu'adh, that he that he in prayer makes it when his prayer is long during the prayer, when he leads them in prayer, the prayer is long. And they came and complained to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying to him that we don't understand what you say and we don't understand what Mu'adh says during the prayer. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what do you do and what do you say when you pray? And the Messenger and the Yemeni crew replied to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me heaven, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep me away from the hellfire. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that this is exactly what me and Mu'adh talk about, or this is what me and Mu'adh say in our prayer. So from this hadith, the benefit that we reap from this hadith is that all worship that we perform is either for asking Allah, seeking Allah's pleasure and seeking Allah's content with us, or staying away, avoiding Allah's wrath, and disobeying Him, or both. And the motivation of worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is either out of love, out of hope for fear,
كما في قوله تعالى والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله وقوله تعالى يحبهم ويحبون وقوله تعالى أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله. فيقول
Ibn Taymiyyah then says that in the Quran and in the Sunnah are multiple evidences in the worship through love. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, and those who believe love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. And in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He loves them and they love Him.
قال وفي الصحيحين عن النبي صلى الله عليه
وسلم أنه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم
كنا فيه وجد على الإيمان من كان الله ورسوله أحب إليه
مما فيه ومن كان
يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله.
Number one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger are more loved to Him than anybody else. Number two, that the person loves his brother and he does not love him for any reason except for the pleasure of Allah. number three, to fold back and return to what he was on before he became a Muslim, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from that. So three, the Messenger of Allah said, whomever had them in him found the sweetness of Iman. Number one, to have Allah and His Messenger more loved to him than anybody or anything else. And number two, to love his brother, and he does not love him for any reason except for the pleasure of Allah. Loving your brother to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, to hate, to fall back to what he was on before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from it, which is being astray and being lost.
Hating to be back to that
as much as he hates being thrown in fire.
كما في قوله تعالى أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله.
And Ibn Taymiyyah continues on saying that the love towards the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a result of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Tawbah, loved to you more than Allah wa Rasuluh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blaming the ones who love material and life things more than they love Allah and His Messenger. And as also in the hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, I swear by the one whose my soul is in his hand, none of you becomes a believer until I am more loved to him, more loved to him than his children and his parents and the entire humanity. And in Al-Bukhari, in Sahih Al-Bukhari, Umar ibn al-Khattab said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Umar ibn al-Khattab said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I swear to the Almighty God, O Messenger of Allah, you are the most loved to me. You are more loved to me than anything except for myself. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to him, no, Umar, until I be more loved to you than yourself included. And also in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the Quran that man would cease to exist if he follows the whims of his desires, meaning that following Allah's commandments rather than following your whims and you following your desires is what's going to save you from yourself. And that is where faith
lives. من علامة حبك لله تعالى أن تحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم من علامة حبك لله
and also another sign of faith and being a true believer is loving the companions.
صلى الله عليه وسلم قال آية الإيمان محبة الأنصار.
For the hadith that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a sign of faith is loving al-Ansar, the ones who supported the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions when they migrated from Mecca and came to Medina. Al-Ansar are the dwellers of Medina who supported the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions with financially and socially. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a sign of true belief and true iman is loving al-Ansar. And a sign of hypocrisy is hating Al-Ansar. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to say, nobody hates Al-Ansar. Nobody, no man that believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment hates Al-Ansar.
يحب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحبون أصحابه رضي الله عنهم.
unlike what the Shias
وقال
say,
علي رضي الله
when they curse and cuss at the Ansar and at the companions,
صلى الله
saying that they betrayed the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم's cousin علي بن أبي طالب. As علي بن أبي طالب has said, no one that loves me except a believer, and the one who hates me, no one hates me except a hypocrite.
أنه لا يحب علي إلا مؤمن ولا يبغض علي إلا منافق. إذا من علامة الإيمان أيضا أن تحب علي رضي الله عنه.
As the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم also in
قال وفي السنن أنه قال للعباس
a sign of iman is to love Ali and a sign of hypocrisy is to hate Ali.
والذي نفسي بيده لا يدخلون الجنة حتى يحبوكم لله ولقرابته.
And also in a hadith by the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم swore and said, by the one whom my soul is in his hand, you do not go into heaven until you love my relatives, meaning the relatives who are believers, not the non-believers who died on kufr.
عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما مرفوعا أنه قال أحب الله مرفوعا يعني عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أحب الله لما يغزوكم به من نعمه وأحبوني بحب الله وأحب أهل بيتي بحبه.
And also in a hadith by the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, love Allah for what He has bestowed on you with gifts and rewards, and love me because you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and love the people of my house, meaning my relatives, because you love me.
من أحسن إليه والله سبحانه وتعالى أحسن إلينا عز وجل يعني
فور The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that you love the ones who are kind to you, and Allah سبحانه وتعالى is kind to his creation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful upon his creation. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, love your creator for he is kind to you and merciful to you, and love me because your creator orders you to love him and me, and love my clan or love my relatives because you love me.
أنعم عليه وأسدى إليه معروفا فهو يحبه من أجل هذا المعروف الجميل أو الإحسان الذي أحسنه إليه، أو السبب الثاني أنه يحبه لما اتصف به من صفات الكمال حتى ولو لم يكن يعني أحسن إليه، قد تحب شخصا يعني ما وصل إليك منه يعني معروف ولا إحسان، ربما لم تلتقي به قط ولا كذا، لكن تحبه لما تعلم عنه من أنه يعني يذكر بالخير ويوصف بصفات يعني كريمة فاضلة، فأنت تحبه من أجل هذه الصفات الحسنة التي يوصف بها. فلله سبحانه وتعالى المثل الأعلى، الصفات هو أكمل الصفات عز وجل، وإنعامه على العبد.
And as for the love of Allah سبحانه وتعالى to his slaves،
الذي ذكرناه قبل قليل، يعني لما تفكر عمر رضي الله عنه في مقارنة بين حبه لنفسه وحبه للنبي
Or if you go back to the hadith that we discussed about Umar, when he said that I love you, O Messenger of Allah, more than anybody except myself. And the Messenger said, no, Umar, in the meaning that your faith and belief will not be complete until you love me more than you love yourself, for you're not kind to yourself as much as I have been kind to you. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent his message to humanity, including Umar, through the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this message, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered his creation to love his messenger because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used him as a tool to reveal that message and to guide humanity. into the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قال وأما محبة الرب سبحانه لعبده.
And no matter how good Allah is for himself, he's not going to reach the goodness that the Messenger has done to him through following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's revelation.
قال أما محبة الرب سبحانه لعبده فقال تعالى
As for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his slaves or to his creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Abraham as loved one, which is the highest level of love. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, He loves them and they love
them.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah
Al-Baqarah,
Do good for Allah loves those who do good and be fair for Allah loves those who are fair. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said in Surah Al-Tawbah, And fulfill your promises and your treaties with them, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the pious ones. And also as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Tawbah, And as long as they respect their truces and their treaties with you, respect your treaties with them, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the pious. And we see examples, numerous examples in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells his slaves or tells his creation that he loves them for the good that they do and for the commandments that they follow and the things that they do they get described by for being fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them for being pious and for being fair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them for being just and fair. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls his slaves by the traits that they lead their lives by. And the ayahs in the Quran are numerous for the level of love that the believers aspire to live to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided them to these levels. And as for the deeds that Allah loves among the obligation and the
الله سبحانه وتعالى يحب أشخاصا يحب ذوات وأشخاص من الذين اتصفوا بهذه الصفات
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran that He loves Ibrahim and loves the messengers and loves the prophets and loves the fair ones and the just ones and the pious ones. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, mentioned them in different places in the Quran. And there's also examples in the Quran of deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And also examples of the deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises and traits. For example, when the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hated for you to gossip and to backstab, to mention somebody behind their back. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises tyranny. And also in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Jibreel, O Jibreel, I love so and so, love him. So Jibreel calls in the heavens to the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, so love him. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say to Jibreel that I hate or I dislike or I despise so and so, then despise him. For the creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes or despises, then the people or the creation of the heavens are ordered to despise as well. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us in the Quran his love to certain deeds, and we mentioned that, and his love to certain traits of people, and we've mentioned that also. Mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah Allah's love to certain deeds, whether they're obligated or volunteer.
من معاني الولاية المحبة، يعني إذا ألا إن أولياء الله، ما معنى أولياء الله؟ يعني الذين يحبهم الله تعالى وينصرهم من حق ولاء الولاية، معناها المحبة والنصرة، فالذين يواليهم الله تعالى يعني يحبهم الله تعالى وينصرهم من حق. قال: وهذه المحبة حق كما نطق بها الكتاب والسنة، والذي عليه سلف الأمة وأئمتها وأهل السنة والحديث وجميع مشايخ الدين المتبعون وأئمة التصوف، أن الله سبحانه محبوب بحب ذاته محبة حقيقية، بل هي أكمل محبة، فإنها كما قال تعالى: والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. وكذلك هو سبحانه وتعالى يحب ما يحبه من عباده المؤمنين، وما هو في الله محبة حقيقية. إذا المحبة من الجانبين، جهة
ابن تيمية continues
للرب سبحانه وتعالى،
saying that love here is from two ways: the love of Allah سبحانه وتعالى to his slave and the love of this slave to his Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the believers he loves his supporters, the ones that he supports. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined the word support, meaning the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, that they reach to a level in their worship and in their following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment, to the point that they are called, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them in the Quran awliya Allah, meaning the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, that he supports.
ولا يمكن لله تعالى أن يحب العبد. الجهمية هم معطلة ينفون الصفات عن الله.
The sect of Jahmiyya, and that is the sect that denies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has traits.
ولكن المحبة هي ميل القلب، وميل القلب هذا يعني
And they define love as the leaning of the heart towards a certain direction or a certain person. And they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot have anything that leans. So they deny that Allah's love to his creation, saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot love.
والله سبحانه وتعالى يحب، لكن محبة الله تعالى محبة تليق بكمال الله سبحانه وتعالى، ليست.
And أهل السنة and the scholars say that the love of Allah سبحانه وتعالى to his creation is the type of love that suits Allah سبحانه وتعالى's creation.
لا تكون إلا لمناسبة.
Love is not
بين المحب والمحبوب، وأنه لا مناسبة بين القديم والمحدث توجب المحبة. تقول المحبة لا تكون إلا لمناسبة بين المحب والمحبوب. ماشي؟ طبعا المؤلف رحمه الله شيخ الإسلام سيوضح، يقول لك يعني كلمة المناسبة مشكلة أهل البدع دائما، أنهم يستعملون ألفاظا يخترعونها وهي ألفاظ مجملة لا تستطيع أن تقول يعني هي حق ولا هي باطل بإطلاق، لابد أن تستفصل منهم عن معناه. يعني زي موضوع المناسبة، يأتي مثلا يسألك يقول لك هل هناك مناسبة بين الله والمخلوق؟
And the Jahmiyyah say that there cannot be a love relationship between two parts unless that there is an occasion or there is a link between the loved and the loved one.
فهنا نستفصل من السائل نقول ما المقصود بالمناسبة؟ إذا كان يقصد بالمناسبة قل له والله إذا كنت تقصد
what is meant by link؟
يعني
ابن
تيمية
asks
مثلا قرابة أو نسب
is it relativity؟ Is it family ties؟
ونحو ذلك فإذا هذا ممتنع الله تعالى
If that is, if the answer, if your answer is yes, then this is impossible because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the relationship between the creation and the creator is not a relationship governed by blood or relationship of family or clan. And the relationship between the creator and the creation.
الخالق والمخلوق يعني أن الله تعالى هو الذي خلق هذا المخلوق. وفطره على
cannot be measured evenly for you cannot equate between a superior and an inferior for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created so and the creation was brought up does not control bringing good to himself or bringing bad evil to himself without the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And Al-Jahmiya says that you cannot have a relationship with anything unless there is a link. And there is no link between the old, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the created, which is the new. Therefore, there cannot be a love relationship between what is old and what is new. Meaning what came first and what came after.
هو المخلوق الذي يعني كان عدما فأوجده الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أن كان عدما فيقولون إيه لا مناسبة بين المحدث والقديم توجد إيه المحبة والتالي نحو المحبة قال وكان أول من ابتدع هذا في الإسلام هو الجعد بن درهم
Ibn Taymiyyah continues in saying that the first one who innovated this in Islam, a person called Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham. At the beginning of the second 100 year, meaning the early 200 Hijri. And as a result of that,
فضحى به خالد بن عبد الله القسري.
And as a result of this claim,
بواسط خالد ابن عبد الله القسري هذا كان
the ruler of Iraq at that time which was Khalid ibn Abdullah al-Qasri
put him to death الناس اللي هو الأمير اللي هو خالد القسري الأمير خطب الناس يوم الأضحى فقال
this
أمير
this ruler of Iraq
ضحوا تقبل الله ضحاياكم فإني مضحي بالجعد بن درهم إنه زعم أن الله لم يتخذ إبراهيم خليلا
He gathered the people and said, present sacrifice to your Lord. Present sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for I am going to sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham, the one who made that claim. For he claimed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not love Abraham. And he claimed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not speak to Moses directly. Then the Amir came down off his member and killed Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham. And Al-Jahm ibn Safwan took what Al-Ja'd ibn Dirham said and he came later after that and took that claim and he spread those claims until the sect that believed in him was related to him and this sect was called Al-Jahmiyyah in relation to Al-Jahm ibn Safwan. And Al-Jahm ibn Safwan was killed by Ibn Ahwaz, who was the ruler of Khorasan at that time.
فقتله سلم بن أحوذ أمير خراسان بها بخراسان فالجهم صفوان هو الذي تولى إيه؟ يعني نشر
So Janet Nusaf one, after the death of Ibn Dirham, continued spreading that falsehood and argued his claims with scholars, and when scholars convinced him and put him in his place, he refused and continued to spread those claims. And the Emir of Khorasan, after Emir of Khorasan, or the ruler of Khorasan, after giving him a chance to repent of what he has said, killed him. And after that, another sect came to life, the followers of Amr ibn Ubayd. And he came during the ruling of Al-Ma'mun, which was a Khalifa, which was a ruler of the Umayyad dynasty. And they were very strong in his palace and kept spreading these claims, philosophizing and making up and innovating of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never said in the Quran and what his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said in the Sunnah, saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no traits, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had no feelings, for example, towards Ibrahim. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not capable of speaking to Moses, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot speak like we speak. Very limited, very narrow-minded, created a lot of innovation in the Islamic Ummah, in the Islamic nation. To this day, they have followers or philosophizers. And a lot of the Muslim scholars got killed as a result of disagreeing with them. For they came during a period of time that Islam was weak because of the weak rulers that left the support of this nation and got lost in wealth and material life, locking themselves up in palaces and in concern. We'll stop here inshallah and we'll continue after Salat al-Maghrib.
Ibn Harun al-Rashid. Barakallahu fiik.